Brian Helmsworth here at the Columbia Regional Airport with Governor Mike Parson. He has just spoken here at a big ceremony. This is a huge project for Mid-Missouri. Governor, I know you and Dr. Williams have wanted to get a message out about the growing number of cases and washing your hands, et cetera, because the cases are going up with COVID. What is your message? What are you trying to tell the folks?
Yeah, it's greatly concerning when we're seeing these numbers escalating at higher than we've ever seen since this pandemic started, this virus started. The message from day one, only we've got to do a much better job of that. I think everybody's got a little virus fatigue over 9 months, but the reality of it, it's a different time today. We're seeing these cases go at a pretty fast pace here. Everybody has got to do their part. That means individuals have got to step up. We got to be able to give more guidance to the local levels, which we hope to do in the near future. But look, the mask is important. Social distancing is important. Washing your hands are very important. Keeping away from them gatherings is really important. The next 30 to 60 days is just crucial. So we've got to avoid things that we can avoid on our own, and we're going to be pumping that message out. We've got a $2.3 million marketing campaign we're doing so people understand that. And for people in rural Missouri, they got to step their game up too. We got to realize this is a real deal. It is affecting people. But what we want to do is make sure everybody's doing their part to stop the virus, to slow it down as much as we can slow it down. Because until we get vaccines out there readily available for the general public, which is going to be a while, we have to deal with it. And the only way right now we can deal with it is safety precautions. And we got to do a better job than that. We got to do a better job than what we've been doing.
Obviously, we have just a couple minutes here, and we'll let you go. You got to get on the road. But we have a ton of rural stations. That's where most of our listeners are. And your message, it seems to me, is that rural Missourians have to step up.
You do. I mean, I come from that rural area, and look, I'm going to protect freedom all day long. But the other thing is we need to take that responsibility seriously. This is an overwhelming system right now. It's putting a lot of stress on our hospital systems, our health care, and we can do some things differently to help slow that pace down. And we just got to do it. And we got to do it. I got to get out there and do a better messaging myself to make sure people understand that. And the other thing is to realize this is a virus. Nobody has control over where this is going or where it's going to be. As we see even the urban areas picking back up, rural Missouri, other states that's had restrictions all along are starting to have spikes. All of us has got to really pay attention. We got to step up our game and make sure we're doing everything we can to protect one another.
Two real quick questions. We'll let you go. The Hospital Association just the other day, I think it was yesterday, is asking you again to do a statewide mask mandate. Have you changed your position? Is that under consideration, or are you still opposed to the mandate?
Yeah, from day one, I've recommended people wear a mask, but I'm not going to mandate that for the state of Missouri. I've answered that question numerous times, and it's just that hasn't changed any. People, again, I'm a fan of local control. I think that's where it needs to be, and people's got to take that responsibility. But we're going to encourage as much as possible to wear the mask.
Real quick, while I have you here, is there anything new on the veterans' homes? I know I've asked you about that at the press conference. Is anything new on that? Because you've ordered an investigation.
Most certainly. Veterans, me being a veteran, is something very dear to me, making sure we're taking care of those men and women that are there. By all means, we're putting all the resources the state have to make sure that we're doing everything we can to protect those people. And again, there's a little bit of investigation into that. We're moving forward, but we're also doing a lot of things from the state level to move in and protect them and getting that under control, which we are.
Anything you want to add, Governor?
No, just everybody, just be careful over the holiday seasons. We got Thanksgiving come up. Family's always important to all of us. Just got to use a little common sense here. We got to make sure we maintain kind of who's there, who's at risk, who's not. But again, it goes back to family members. It goes back to individual responsibility, and we got to focus on that.
Good to see you.
Thank you, Ron.